啊，哈利路亚！各位弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
哈利路亚 ，Good morning to you all。
时间过得很快。
Time has passed by quickly。
上一次啊，2000年3月25号在这里讲道。
Last time I gave a sermon here was March 25th, 2000。
经过了11年半了。
It's been over 11.5 years。
我也更老了。
And I am much older now。
小孩子啊，变年轻人了。
And my little boy is now a youth。
人生哈，没有几个11年半的。
Our lives are made up of not more than a couple 11.5 years。
今天早上啊，一直在想啊，觉得岁月哈，真的催逼人快老。
And this morning I was thinking about how we age so quickly, and the years fly just like that.
我是2002年12月31号退休。
I retired on December 31st, 2002。
就离开了联总、台总的所有专职工作。
And that was the time that I left from all the full-time work at the International Assembly and Taiwan General Assembly.
这十年来啊，也到世界各地做义工。
In these 10 years, I've done volunteer work throughout the world.
感谢主，这一次蒙美国总会的安排，有2个礼拜，在伯恩、尔湾还有园林3个教会啊。帮忙一些圣工。
Thanks to the guidance of God, this time I have an opportunity to spend 2 weeks to help out with the work here in Baldwin Park at Garden Grove and Irvine.
第一站呢，就到伯恩来。
My first stop is here in Baldwin Park.
我眼睛看下去啊，很多都是熟人。
And I see many familiar faces.
但是很多年轻的都不认得。
But I don't recognize any of you youths.
希望啊，我们聚会完能够有一些时间，大家见见面。
I hope after the service we have an opportunity to chat face to face.
好，今天早上我用成功的力量跟大家互相勉励。
This morning I'd like to share with you the power of success for mutual benefit.
成功人人都喜欢。
Everybody likes success.
所以我们中国人呢、啊，替小孩子命名啊，很多是用。成功这个名字。
And so in Chinese, when people name their kids, a lot of them use the word success in their kids' names.
我还没有看到用失败做名字的。
I've never seen somebody name their child failure.
2年前啊，我到台湾东部的罗东教会。
2 years ago, I went to the Luodong Church in the east side of Taiwan.
有一个弟兄啊，他开车带我。
And there's a brother who was driving me.
因为我不认识他，我说弟兄，你贵姓大名？
And I didn't recognize him, so I asked him what his name was.
他说我叫做郑成功。
He said my name is Success Cheng.
我以为我听错了。
I thought I heard that wrong.
我说什么名字啊？
I said what kind of name is that?
他说郑成功。
He said Success Cheng.
因为他是台湾的开国英雄。
Because he was a type of some kind of hero or star in Taiwan.
我问说哪一个郑啊？
I said which Zheng or Cheng.
他说是郑成功的郑。
And he said it's actually success, the word success.
我说哪个成功啊？
I said which success.
他又说郑成功的成功。
He said but success.
我说你真的不得了啊。
I said, wow, you're really something.
他说名字是很响亮了，但是人啊，马马虎虎了。
He said, my name is really something, but I'm not really much.
我说感谢主啊，你的爸爸对你的期望很高。
I said, thank God, your father had high expectations of you.
他当警察。
He was a cop.
其实人也不错的。
Actually, he's a pretty decent person.
那是人民的保姆嘛。人民的保护者。
And he was a protector of the people.
刚好罗东啊，有一个罗东的那个成功国小。
There is actually a school in Luodong called Success Elementary School.
我们很多弟兄姊妹在里面当老师。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters teach at that school.
台北啊，有一个成功中学。
In Taipei, there's also a Success Middle School.
是台北非常有名的。
It's actually a very famous school in Taipei.
台南有一个成功大学。
In Tainan, there is a Success University.
现在台湾政治上一些台面人物很多是成功大学毕业的。
And there are many famous people, successful people in Taiwan who came out of that university.
成功大学毕业以后到成功岭啊去当兵。
Many people graduate from Success University and go to a successful military.
这个人啊，差不多成功一半了。
And so this person is about half successful.
我们真耶稣教会有一间最大的会堂，叫做成功教会。
And there is the biggest chapel in the True Jesus Church in Taiwan is actually at Success Church.
以前是全台湾啊最大的教会。
It is the biggest church in Taiwan.
最少啊。有我们伯恩教会的一倍大。
And it is at least twice as big as this Baldwin Park Church.
当年呢，为了要去成功教会。
At the time, in order to build this church,
总负责告诉我，你要去成功教会，要理光头。
Someone told me that you have to go there and shave your head.
那个是我二十岁。
At the time, I was 20 years old.
很爱漂亮啊。
And I liked looking good.
满头乌黑的头发。
I had a full head of black hair.
那是我的本钱。
But
简长老说啊，要找成功教会，要理光头才可以去。
Elder Jing told me that if I go to the Success Church, I have to shave my head.
我真的感觉莫名其妙。
And I thought I was completely puzzled.
为什么到成功教会要理光头？
How come if I go to this Success Church, I have to shave my head.
所以我对总负责说，可以不去吗？
And so I asked him, can I not go?
他说可以，很多人在排队。
He said, you can not go. There's a lot of people lining up to go there.
为了保护我这头秀发，我就牺牲了。
And in order to protect my beautiful head of hair, I sacrificed this opportunity.
第二年呢，又差派我去。
The second year, they tried to send me there again.
一样的条件，理光头。
And they gave me the same criteria. You have to shave your head.
啊，我实在太向往那个成功教会。
And at this time, I really longed to go to this church.
所以我就忍痛啊，把它剪掉。
And so I painfully shaved my head.
现在看那个相片呢，真的是和尚一样。
When I look at that picture now, it's really something.
我就去了。
And so I went.
当我第一次站在成功教会的会堂。
The first time I stood in that chapel.
在讲台上看下去。
When I stood on the pulpit and looked down at the people.
弟兄这一边呢，全部是光头的。
The entire brother's side had their heads shaved.
我才知道啊，原来啊是他们的风俗。
And then I realized that that was their custom.
五十年前呢，如果弟兄留这种长头发，就是准备要去犯奸淫了。
So 50 years ago at that place, if a brother had a head of hair like me, it meant that you were getting yourself ready to commit adultery.
姐妹啊，不准烫头发。
And the sisters were not allowed to perm their hair.
都像这个中学生啊、小学生一样，清汤挂面，这个直直的那种头发。
They're just like your middle school kids, and all the sisters had straight hair.
陈执事哈，陈圣公执事啊，拿一把剪刀，趁着姐妹在祷告的时候开始检查，如果有烫头发的，马上剪他一把。
Deacon Chen would walk around with a pair of scissors in his hand during prayer, inspecting the sister's hair, and if you had your hair permed, he would just cut it off.
因为姐妹烫头发，就准备要去当妓女。
Because if a sister had permed hair, it meant you were getting ready to be a prostitute.
原来那个时候的环境就是这个样子。
It turns out that that was what it was like back then.
我要去看一看成功教会，所以我牺牲我的头发。
So in order to go check out this church, I sacrificed my hair.
果然呢，成功教会是值得去看的。
And so it turned out that it was worth going to check out.
当时啊，游客要离开教会的时候。
At the time when I was leaving my church,
弟兄姐妹都把那个游览车啊前前后后都挡住。
The brothers and sisters completely blocked off the cars,
不让他走。
And stop, tried to stop them from leaving.
大家一把眼泪一把鼻涕啊，这样子送别。
And everyone set me off with tears in their eyes.
我现在是讲那个成功这两个字是多么的可爱。
And so what I'm trying to convey is what a how meaningful this word success is.
现在的人啊，不管在任何一方面，都希望能够有成功的一天。
Today, no matter what area we're talking about, people want to be successful.
可是现代人呢，又缺少力量。
But today, people also lack power.
常常觉得无力感。
They often feel powerless.
所以啊，我今天早上来跟大家谈谈成功的力量。
And so this morning, I'd like to share with you the power of success.
我来讲三种一定要具备的。
Let's look at three types of power that we must prepare.
不管是事业。
Whether it's in our careers,
不管是学业,
whether it's in our school,
不管是信仰,
or in our faith,
不管是家庭,
or in our families,
你要成功, 这三个力量是绝对要。
To be successful, you have to have all three of these powers.
第一种力量,
the first type of power,
就是体力,
is physical power.
请看约书亚记十四章,
let's look at Joshua chapter 14.
第十节十一节
Verses 10 and 11
约书亚记十四章第十节十一节
Joshua chapter 14 verses 10 and 11
请你念
Verse 10 And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old. Verse 11 As yet I am strong...I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in.
这句话是加勒所讲的。
This is what Caleb said.
以色列百姓呢，两百多万出埃及。
Over 2 million Israelites left Egypt.
二十岁以上的男丁有六十万。
And there were 600,000 men, adult men.
其中只有两个人进迦南地。
Out of those men, only two enter the land of Canaan.
这两个人，一个叫约书亚，一个叫加勒。
Out of these two, one was Jacob. I'm sorry, one was Joshua, and one was Caleb.
所以我说约书亚跟加勒，他们在信仰上是绝对成功的。
And so you could say that Joshua and Caleb were successful in spiritual sense.
那么刚刚讲的这句话是其中一个叫加勒他所讲的。
And this passage is something that Caleb said.
当时啊，他八十五岁。
At the time, he was 85 years old.
出埃及的时候，他四十岁。
When he left Egypt, he was 40 years old.
这当中已经经过了四十五年。
So 45 years had gone by.
他说：“现在我八十五岁了。”
He said, "I am 85 years old this day."
当年呢，四十岁的时候。
Back then, when I was 40 years old.
我不管征战，不管出路。都是非常有力量。
He was strong for war, both for going out and for coming in.
经过了这四十五年。
After these 45 years.
我八十五岁了，力量跟当时是一样的。
I am 85 years old and I am as strong this day as I was back then.
各位相信不相信这一句话？
Do you believe this?
我是不太相信的。
I don't really believe it.
我不相信一个八十五岁的人呢，跟四十岁的人完全一样。
I don't believe that someone who's 85 years old is exactly the same as when they're 40.
但是不是说加勒说谎话。
But it's not to say that Caleb was lying.
这是他一种豪放啊，一种壮志。
This was a type of conviction that he had about himself.
就是说我四十岁的时候怎么样的有力量，现在虽然年纪这么大了，我还是一样可以拼呢。
Almost a determination that when I was 40 years old, I was that strong, and now that I'm 85, I can still put that same effort.
后来啊，我们看他南征北伐，真的打了好几场漂亮的战争。
Later, we see that he actually did take part in many battles, many very good battles.
他的体力真的是不错。
His physical power was pretty good.
怪不得他成功了。
And so you can say then he was successful.
大家想想看，如果我们没有体力。怎么能够成功呢？
If you think about this, if we don't have physical power, how can we be successful?
我们台湾那个事业家啊，台塑的董事长啊，王永庆老先生。
Mr. Wang, who is a successful businessman, the chairman of Formosa Plastics in Taiwan.
记得九十多岁的时候。
I remember when he was over 90 years old.
他还带领他这一级主管呢、啊，在开运动会的时候，还绕场一周啊，还跑步。
I remember he was leading his people in a track event where they were actually running around outside.
我看那些经理啊，总经理啊，个个白白胖胖的啊，喘吁吁的啊，王董事长啊，健步如飞啊。
And he was leading all of his managers and directors, and they were all fat and slow, and they were panting, but he just kept running around, leading them around.
怪不得他的事业这么成功。
And he was successful in business.
因为他有体力。
Because he had physical power.
事业家没有体力是绝对成不了功的。
If a businessman does not have physical power, you cannot be successful.
你看那些运动员也是一样啊。
It's the same with athletes.
运动员比的是体力。
Athletes compete with physical
power. 没有体力就输给人了。
If you don't have physical power, you obviously lose.
不管是球类了、田径了，都是一样的。
Whether it's ball or some other type of athleticism, you need physical power.
我很喜欢看这个足球赛。
I really like watching soccer.
每四年一次的世界杯啊，我决赛的时候哦，除了碰到安息日哦。我大概都会看。
And so I watch all the games during the World Cup every 4 years, unless it's on the Sabbath.
我看那些足球员啊，90分钟上下场啊，这样奔跑，全场奔跑。
I watch those soccer players run up and down the field for 90 minutes straight.
还要追球，还要踢球。
They have to chase the ball, they have to kick the ball.
还要争球。
And they have to catch or intercept the ball.
摔倒。
They fall.
满场奔跑
，and they run around the entire field.
我看我们跑一圈了、啊，就已经快倒下去了。
I think if we run around that field once, we probably collapse.
他们连续跑九十分钟
，but they continue to run for 90 minutes straight.
所以我说那个是体力的比赛。
And so this is a race of physical power.
那一年呢、啊，韩国得到第四名。
Remember that year that Korea won or South Korea won the fourth place.
韩国的神学生在。总会啊，台湾总会上课。
At the time, Korean TTP students were undergoing training at the Taiwan GA office.
他们一直为韩国队加油。
And they kept on rooting for Korea.
那旁边呢、啊，我们台湾的神学生啊，就笑，你们韩国的裁判呢、啊，非常的爱国。
And then the Taiwanese TTP students would laugh at the Korean ones, saying, "You guys really love your country."
那个球啊，明明不是你们的，又判给韩国。
Because that ball isn't—that's not even yours. It's Korea's.
怪不得你们拿到第四。
And you didn't even win first. You're fourth place.
我们韩国的体力最好的。
And they would argue, no, us Koreans have the best physical power.
那确实一样啊，确实是这样。韩国的体力很好。
And actually, that's pretty true. Koreans are pretty powerful.
他们笑着说，我们喝人参茶的。
And they laugh and say, well, we drink ginseng tea.
所以他们体力很好。
And that's why we have a lot of physical power.
其实、啊、他们在各种比赛里面呢，体力都很好。
Actually, no matter what kind of race they run in, they're actually very powerful.
所以、哦、运动员呢、啊，绝对要有体力。
So athletes have to have physical power.
但再看那些政治家。
And also the other.
我听说啊，以色列的总理啊，梅尔夫人。以色列的女总理啊，叫梅尔夫人啊。
Prime Minister of Israel, not the Prime Minister, somebody else in Israel.
在以阿战争的时候。
During a battle.
每天呢、啊，睡觉四个小时。
Every day she would only sleep 4 hours.
其他时间呢、啊，都是在工作。
All the other time she would be working.
怪不得她是一个这么杰出的女总理。
And she was such a faithful and determined worker.
英国的柴契尔夫人也是一样。
It's the same with the English.
那也是女强人一个。
There's also another pretty strong woman.
那都是体力很好的。
Who had high physical power.
法国的拿破仑也是一样。
It was the same with Napoleon of France.
听说他带兵打仗的时候。
When he was leading his troops into battle.
可以随时睡觉，随时醒过来再打仗的。
He could sleep anytime and then wake up at any time and just fight.
简直是一个铁人啊。
He's like a real man of steel.
好，现在说我们的传道人。
So let's talk about our pastors.
你注意看了、啊，我们真耶稣教会那些传道人。
If you pay attention to the pastors in our True Jesus
Church, 如果体力不好，就做不好工作。
If their physical power is not good enough, they cannot do their work well.
所以在台湾呢、啊，我们发现有好几个传道啊，半途而废， 不是品德，不是恩赐，是体力不够。
So we find that in Taiwan, a lot of pastors don't make it all the way, and it's because not of their spiritual or other reasons, but because of their physical power.
所以各行各业都一样。
And so it is the same, no matter what kind of work
you're involved in. 要成功，一定要有体力。
To be successful, you have to have physical power.
体力哪里来呢？
Where does physical power come from?
从健康的身体。
It comes from a healthy body.
健康的身体又哪里来？
Now where does a healthy body come from?
不是大吃大喝。
It's not by eating and drinking a lot.
也不是大鱼大肉。
And it's not by...
也不是一大把一大把的健康食品这样天天吞。
By overdosing on vitamins and other supplements.
我觉得健康的身体啊，有三个必备的条件。
I believe there are three...criteria requirements for a healthy body.
一个是规律的生活。
The first is to have a regulated regular life.
一个是适当的运动。
Another is to have constant exercise.
一个是神的祝福。
And another is the blessing of God.
这三个缺一不可。
These three, you cannot lack one out of these three.
现在很多人生活都不规律。
There are many people today who don't live regular lives.
该睡觉不睡觉。
They don't sleep when they're supposed to sleep.
该起床又不起床。
They don't wake up when they're supposed to wake up.
该吃饭的时候不吃。
They don't eat when they're supposed to eat.
不该吃的时候又拼命吃。
And they eat when they're not supposed to eat.
因为生活没有规律。
Because their life does not have a regular schedule. 所以
毛病一大堆。
Then they have a bunch of problems.
有的甚至年纪轻轻的就猝死了。
Many of these people die at a young age.
所以我们一定要维持一个规律的生活。
So we must live a regular life.
大概你们听过，今年呢，在我们台湾的南部有一个非常优秀的青年。
You may have heard that in the south part of Taiwan this year there was a very outstanding youth.
医学院毕业了。
Who had graduated from medical school.
实习过了。
And had done his residency.
要正式当医师了。
Was about to become a real doctor.
突然之间呢，猝死。
And all of a sudden he died.
大家非常舍不得。
Everybody felt very sad about this.
全校的师生。
The entire school could not believe this.
医院的那些工作人员。
All the workers in the hospital.
教会的弟兄姐妹。
All the brothers and sisters in the church.
大家都为他惋惜。
Everybody was sad for him.
在二三十岁啊，就突然这样离世了。
That he died just like this when he was just 20 or 30 years old.
就是因为工作压力太大。
And it's all because he had too much pressure.
现在很多年轻人突然猝死。
There are many youths today who just die all of a sudden.
就是生活不规律。
Because they don't live regular lives.
所以中国老人呢，常常说早睡早起，身体好。
And so a lot of people say that you must sleep early and wake up early and you have a good body.
除此之外啊，要找一点时间运动。
Other than this, you have to find some time to exercise.
我们说人啊，一定要三动。
We say that people have to have three types of movements.
劳动。
One is to work.
活动。
The second is to have activities, and the third is exercise.
三个都不动啊，那个人就该停下来了。
If you don't do these three things, then you'll probably stop living.
就躺进棺材里面去了。
And then you'll go end up in some hospital.
因为这三样动你都不动嘛。
Or in a coffin, because you don't move.
不动只有躺在棺材里面最好了。
So if you don't move, you might as well lie down in a coffin.
所以啊，要活一定要动。
And so if you want to live, you must move.
中国人说活动活动，是的，要活就要动。
In Chinese, the word move is made up of the words live and move.
I mean, 但是呢，我觉得神的祝福最重要。
But I feel like the blessings of God are the most important.
我在看两个很健康的人。
I see two types of healthy people.
一个就是加勒。
Two healthy people. One is Jim Caleb.
刚刚我们看过了。
We just read about him.
还有一个叫摩西。
Another is Moses.
这两个人都非常健康。
These people were all extremely healthy.
而且体力非常好。
They all had good physical power.
请看《生命记》三十四章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第七节。
Verse 7.
生命记三十四章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
摩西死的时候120岁。
When Moses died, he was 120 years old.
我们当中大概没有人120岁吧。
I don't think there's anybody here who's 120.
他眼目没有昏花。
His eyes were not dim.
精神没有衰败。
Nor his natural vigor diminished.
眼目没有昏花就是没有远视，没有近视。
His eyes were not dim means that he was not near or far-sighted or that his eyes were not blurry.
因为那个时候啊，也没有戴眼镜啊。
At the time, there were no glasses.
他站在这个摩押平原可以直接看到迦南地。
And when he stood on the plains of Moab, he could see the land of Canaan.
因为发现迦南地这么的漂亮。
And he realized how beautiful the land was.
所以他一直求神啊，说神啊，你让我过去走一走啊，我也甘愿。
That's why he asked God, if you could just let me go and walk around out there, then I'll be satisfied.
神说不必了，你站在这里看看就好了。
But God said, no, just stand here and look out at it.
假定摩西眼睛昏花。
So you see that Moses, if Moses' eyes were blurry,
他站在摩押平原，怎么能够看到迦南地呢？
If they were dim when he stood on the plains of Moab, how could he see the land of Canaan?
可是他的视力太好了。
But his eyesight was just that good.
所以他看得清清楚楚。
So that he was able to see it clearly.
总能够满足他的心愿。
To be able to satisfy his longing.
精神没有衰败。
His vigor was not diminished.
这句话的意思啊，就是没有痴呆了。
It means that he was not, he had not grown.Brain dead.
你看现在的人哦，六七十岁就开始痴呆了。
You see, some people when they become 60 or 70, they start getting Alzheimer's.
就好像我现在有一点痴呆了。
Just like me, I think I'm starting to get it.
很多熟人呢，名字都叫不出来。
There are so many people that I know well whose names I've already forgotten.
五年以后不晓得变成怎么样。
I don't know what I'm going to be like in 5 more years.
那十年后啊，说不定连自己的人都不认识。
10 years from now, I probably won't even recognize my own family members.
但是摩西120岁。
But Moses was 120.
还可以当200多万的以色列百姓的统领。
And he could still be the leader of 2 million Israelites.
他精神这么好。
This is his vigor, his brain power. 眼
力这么好。
That great, his eyesight was that great.
体力这么好。
His physical power was that great.
天天走旷野路。
Every day he walked in the wilderness.
为什么？
Why?
因为神祝福他
because God blessed him.
因为他有重大的责任在身
because he had a great responsibility.
所以神给他特别的体力
so God gave him this special physical power.
所以我觉得我们要有体力
so I feel like for us to have physical power,
除了自己该注意的以外
besides doing the things that we should do,
神的祝福很重要
God's blessings are very important.
如果你这个人对教会对圣公是有帮助的
If you bring a benefit to God, to the holy work, to the church,
你有心要服侍主。
You have a heart to serve God.
主耶稣一定会给你足够的体力。
God will definitely give you enough physical power.
以前我们台中那个简长老啊。
Before the, there was a elder.
我说的这个老简长老啊。
Elder Jang at the Taiwan GA.
他说啊。
He said.
我白天是一个人，晚上是另外一个人。
He said, during the day, I'm one person. At night, I'm somebody else.
为什么他这样说?
Why did he say this?
因为他气喘病了。
Because he had asthma.
他晚间呢，躺在床上啊，气喘。
And so he would lay down at night with asthma every day.
躺着也不是，坐着也不是。
He could not be comfortable laying down or sitting up.
他就要半躺的。
And so he would have to half reclined.
看到长老娘在旁边睡觉，睡这么好。
And then he would look out at his wife sleeping so soundly.
他会用脚给她踢一踢。
And he would kick her.
长老娘醒过来，有什么事吗？
And she would wake up and ask, is everything okay?
没有了，你睡得太好了，有一点嫉妒啊。
And he said, no, you just look like you're sleeping so soundly. I was a little jealous.
晚上是一个病人。
Because he would have asthma attacks every night.
可是到白天呢，他到总会来上班。
But during the day when he would come to the GA office to work,
一点都看不出来。
You could not tell he had asthma.
生龙活虎啊。
He was so vigorous.
我说你怎么这样子？
And I said, how can you be like this?
他说因为白天要工作啊。
He said, because during the day I have work to do.
所以主耶稣要给我力量啊。
So God has to give me physical power.
他既然不叫我到天国去。
He hasn't called me back to heaven yet.
他一定要给我有力量啊。
Which means that he has to give me power to work.
耶稣给他体力。
And so God gave him physical power.
所以我说神的祝福非常重要。
That's why I say the blessings of God are very important.
就是神给我们有体力。
If God gives us physical power.
我工作也不做，聚会也不来。
But I don't do work, I don't come to service.
那么您的体力干什么
Then what's your power for?
所以啊，神的祝福很重要。
So the blessings of God are very important.
成功的第一个力量就是体力。
The first power of success is physical power.
要好好的自重。
We have to,
要爱惜我们的身体。
Look highly, we have to treasure this, we have to love our bodies.
因为我们这个身体是很有用的。
Because our bodies are very useful.
留得青山在，不怕没柴烧。
And so we should not be afraid.
啊，体力好好的保存。
We should take care of our bodies and the physical power we have.
用到的一天的。
One day when we've used it up.
第二。
I'm sorry.
成功的力量就是智力。
The second power of success is intellectual power.
请看箴言24章第五节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5.
箴言24章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. Verse 5, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
这里讲智慧的人大有能力。
Here it says, a wise man is strong.
有知识的人是力上加力。
A man of knowledge increases strength.
我们中国人说知识就是力量。
It is said that knowledge is power.
所以你看那些有知识的人。
So you see people who have wisdom.
他们的一举一动都带着力量。
That everything they do carries power.
他们的一言一行都带着力量。
Every word they say carries power.
因为智慧等于力量一样。
Because wisdom is power.
我在看这个旧约圣经。
When I look through the Old Testament,
有三个非常成功的人物。
There are three very successful people.
都是有智慧的。
They all had wisdom.
最早的就是约瑟。
The first was Joshua. I'm sorry.
约瑟是埃及国的宰相。
It was Joseph who was the prime minister of Egypt.
当时的法老怎么说呢？
At the time, what did Pharaoh say about him?
说像这样有智慧的人。
He said, a wise man like him.
我们在埃及呀，哪里去找呢？
In Egypt, there is not found one with wisdom like him.
所以他能够从外邦当中啊，来到埃及呀，当宰相。
That's why he was able to come into Egypt as a foreigner and become their prime minister.
他有能力来治理这个最大的帝国。
He had the power to manage this entire kingdom.
神给他智慧。
God gave him wisdom.
另外一个就是摩西。
The second is Moses.
摩西圣经明明说他是学了埃及的一切学问。
The Bible says that Moses was learned in all the ways of Egypt.
所以他不但是在埃及成功。
So not only was he successful in Egypt,
后来他带领以色列百姓更成功。
We see that he was even more successful later when he led the Israelites.
就是因为他学了埃及的所有学问。
And it's because he was learned in all the ways of Egypt.
参考一下《使徒行传》第七章二十二节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 7 verse 22.
七章二十二节。
Chapter 7 verse 22.22, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds.
这里说摩西学了埃及人一切的学问。
Here it says Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
所以不管是说话行事都有才能。
And so whether it was in words or deeds, he was mighty.
这两个成功的人物都跟他的知识有关系。
These two successful people were successful because of their wisdom.
所以为什么现在的人这么重视学问？
So how come people today emphasize knowledge and learning so much?
因为它确实是成功必备的条件。
Because it really is a criteria of success.
另外一个就是但以理。
The third person is Daniel.
但以理被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒尔掳到巴比伦去。
Daniel was exiled to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar.
在王宫受训三年。
And he was trained in the palace for 3 years.
他以第一名毕业。
And right after he left, I'm sorry, the first year he was there.
他的官位啊，三级跳。
His status jumped high.
最高啊，成为全国第二的。
He leaped all the way up to the second most powerful person in the country.
为什么他能够这么成功呢？
How come he was able to be so successful?
因为他的知识胜过一切的加勒底人。
Because his wisdom exceeded those of the rest of the people in the country.
但是圣经又告诉我们。
But the Bible also tells us.
这三个人物，约瑟、摩西、但以理。
Out of these three people, Joseph, Moses, and Daniel,
除了有世界的学问之外，
besides the wisdom, the knowledge of the world,
圣经特别强调啊，他们能够解梦，能够明白异象。
The Bible specifically says they were able to interpret dreams and understand visions.
那就是从神而来的智慧。
And this is the wisdom from God.
这样看来，这个智力不只是世界的学问。
And so we see that this wisdom, this knowledge is not just the knowledge of the world.
也有神给他的特别的赐赐。
But also includes special gifts from God.
所以箴言里面告诉我们呢，这个智慧有三种。
And so Proverbs tells us that there are three types of this wisdom.
请看箴言第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
十九节二十节。
Verses 19 and 20.
箴言第三章。十九节二十节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. Verse 20. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and the clouds drop on the dew.
这两节圣经呢，中文用三句话来表达。
This sentence uses three phrases to talk about wisdom and knowledge.
十九节说智慧。
Verse 19, it says wisdom.
还有聪明。
So it uses three words. It also uses understanding.
二十节说知识。
And verse 20, it says knowledge.
这三句话，他们研究原文的人呢，说有分别的。
And those who study the original words, have told us that these three words have different meanings.
也就是希伯来原文。
Which is in the Hebrew language.
这个第一句的智慧。
The wisdom that shows up first.
它是与天俱来的。
Comes from above.
就是一般所说的天才，天资聪明。
And so this is what we can call natural wisdom.
那第二句的聪明。
And the second the occurrence, which is understanding,
是后天勤学所得到的。
Is something that you receive after you're born.
二十节的知识。
And the knowledge in verse 20.
这是经验获取的。
Is what you receive from your experiences.
所以这三句话有一点不同。
And so these three terms are all different.
与天俱来的智慧。
The wisdom that comes from above.
后天努力学习的聪明。
The understanding that you learn from hard work.
以及经验的累积这个知识。
And the knowledge you get from experiences.
一个人这三种如果得了一种就了不起了。
And if you receive even one of these, then that's really already something.
能够获得两种，那不得了。
If you can get two of these, then that's really, really something.
那三种都有。
And if you have all three of these,
这个人呢，简直像顶天一样啊。
Then this person is like,
所以说知识就是力量。
Way up there. And so that's why wisdom is like
power. 一个人要成功啊，这是这三方面都要超越别人。
And so if you want to try to excel over others in these three ways.
所以我们奉劝呢，年轻人哈，现在要努力读书。
That's why we tell our youths to study hard.
因为现在还年轻嘛。
Because they're still young.
你还有机会求学。
You still have a chance to learn.
父母亲呢，还供给我们去读书。
Your parents may give you money to go study.
这很难得的机会。
This is a rare opportunity.
现在要用功读书。
And so you must work hard to study
hard. 因为很多的知识是从学习来的。
Because a lot of knowledge comes from
learning. 也许你天资差一点。
And even if your natural abilities aren't that great.
但是努力学习可以补足了。
But you can make up for it by studying, working hard.
那至于经验嘛，那随着年纪，各行各业来累积起来的。
As for experiences, those will be accumulated over time and as you age.
所以有些人呢，虽然没有学习，也没有特别聪明，可是他经验老道，所以也相当成功。
That's why there are some people who aren't that smart and they don't study that well, but through their experiences, they are able to mature very well.
知识既然是一种力量。
So wisdom is a type of power.
所以我们除了多学之外。
And so besides learning more,
已经没有机会再学习的人。
For those of us who don't have an opportunity to learn anymore,
就要自修。
Then we have to make a determination ourselves.
我记得台湾总会哈，曾经要求传道人啊。
I remember once the Taiwan GA asked all the pastors.
每月一书。
To read a book every month.
每个月要读一本新书。
That in every month you have to complete one new book.
然后做整理心得报告。
And then you have to write a report on it and report on your
report. 那本书是总会供给的。
And the book would come from the GA.
用意非常好。
And the its utility was pretty good.
是要让所有的传道人呢都爱读书。
It was to encourage the pastors to like reading.
能够从书本呢得到知识来进步了。
So that from these books we could receive knowledge and improve.
那传道人进步了，信徒当然也进步了。
Now if the pastors can improve, then the members will also improve.
但是这个美意呀，被少数人破坏掉了。
But these good intentions were kind of ruined by the minority.
就讲一些风凉话了。
And some people would say a lot of rumors.
什么每月一书。
Or people would complain and say, well, we have to read a book a month.
要么就每周一书了。
Then why don't we just have to read a book every week?
意思就是要送嘛，就送五十二本。
And so we could just give us 52 books at once.
我说啊，那干脆每日一书好了。
I said, well, why don't you just read a book a day then?
你读得完吗？
Could you finish that?
人家是真正的要你去读。
People actually really want you to read these books.
去整理。
To go organize them.
其实我们真的如果真的每月一书的话。
Actually, if we really read one book a month.
一年也十二本了。
You're still reading 12 books a year.
十年也一百二十本了。
And in 10 years, you'll have read 120 books.
请问呢、啊？这几十年我们到底读几十本新书
？Let me ask you, in the last 10 years, how many new books have we read?
所以我们说学习可以进步。
So we say that we can improve from learning from
studying. 但是我们不要停止。
But we should not stop.
年纪大了也不停止。
As we get older, we should still not stop.
这样子我们在知识上能够天天进步。
In this way, we'll improve day by day in our wisdom and knowledge.
力量就天天增加。
And we will also gradually have more power.
知识增加了，你就有力量。
As our intellectual power increases, our power will increase.
就增加我们成功的机会。
And this will increase our chances of success.
所罗门王知道这件事。
King Solomon knew this.
所以他做王的第一天。
And so on the first day that he was king,
他把国事放下来。
He put down the things of the kingdom.
离开他的宝座。
He left his throne.
特别到基遍去。
And he went to Gibeon.
整天呢向神祷告。
He prayed to God for the entire day.
他聚焦的祷告一件事。
And he only prayed for one thing.
求神给我智慧。
He asked God for wisdom.
他知道这么多的老百姓呢要管理好。
He knew that he had to rule all of these people well.
要把国家带领他这个康庄大道。
He knew he had to lead this kingdom into
success. 一定要求神赐智慧。
And he knew that he needed wisdom to do it.
所以他第一天呢就是一直的求智慧。
So the first day, all he did was ask for wisdom.
神非常的喜欢。
God really liked this.
所以不只是赐给他智慧。
So God not only gave him wisdom.
也给他尊荣，也给他财富。
God also gave him glory and possessions.
他真的一个空前绝后、非常有智慧的人。
And he became somebody with great wisdom.
因为他知道智慧的重要。
Because he knew the importance of wisdom.
所以你看《传道书》《箴言》《雅歌》这么好的教训。
So if you look at all the great teachings in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs,
都是他从神而得的。
Those are all things he got from God.
所以在一些方面他成功了。
And so in these areas he was successful.
雅歌他曾经告诉我们。
James once told, in Song of Solomon's, he tells us,
我们当中啊，如果有缺少智慧的
，Sorry, James tells us, if any one of you lacks wisdom,
要向神祷告
，you must ask of God,
因为他能够把一切的恩赐赐给我们
，because he can give us all good gifts.
啊，我们要在各种事上成功
，in order to be successful in many ways,
一定要有智慧
，we must have wisdom,
有知识
，we must have knowledge,
有聪明。
We must have understanding.
这三样我们都要向神求。
We must ask God for all three of these things.
那我们就具备成功的第二种力量。
And then we'll have prepared the second type of power to be successful.
再讲第三种。
Let's look at the third one.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
四章十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
那加给我力量的就是主耶稣。
That means the one who gives us strength is Christ Jesus.
主耶稣加给他什么力量呢？
What kind of strength or power did Jesus give him?
这里说的不是体力。
Here it says, it's not physical power.
不是智力
It was not intellectual power.
是一种属灵的力量
It was a type of spiritual power.
说他这种力量得到了凡事都能做
And that whenever he got this power, he could do all things.
说来啊
So,
这个保罗体力不太好
Actually, Paul's physical power was not that good.
所以他身边呢常常跟着一个家庭医师叫路加
And that's why there was a doctor that followed him around half the time, whose name was Luke.
甚至在监狱里面呢，路加也常常与他同在。
And often when Paul was in prison, even then, Luke was with him.
因为他身体不好。
Because his body, his health really wasn't that good.
所以论体力，他是差一点。
So he actually was not that great in physical power.
可是他说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就靠主刚强了。
But he said, when I am weak, I am strengthened through Christ.
为什么体力软弱又会刚强呢
？How come he could be weak in the physical power, but then be strengthened?
就是耶稣基督给他的这第三种力量。
It is because Jesus gave him this third type of power.
从上头来的能力。
This power from above.
那么这种能力呢，可以补两种上面两种力量的不足。
And this power, this third power, can make up for the lack of the first two types of power.
所以为什么我们常常勉励大家要多祷告
？So how can we encourage people to pray often?
为什么要被圣灵充满
？Why do we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
因为祷告被圣灵充满，就是支取第三种力量。
Because when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, this is how we receive this third type of power.
那这种力量可以补足两种力量的不足。
And this type of power can make up for the lack of the first two types of power.
你看我们的主耶稣要出来当传道的时候。
You see, when Jesus was about to come out to preach,
他到旷野去禁食四十天。
He went to the wilderness and fasted for 40 days.
禁食四十天，体力就差了。
After fasting for 40 days, your physical power becomes weak.
可是他在那边禁食祷告。
But there he was fasting.
四十天之后。
40 days later.
他满得神的力量。
He was filled with the power of God.
他开始出来传福音。
And he came out to preach.
医病赶鬼。
He healed sicknesses and cast out demons.
能力非常的强大。
His power was great.
就是第三种力量。
Because of the third type of power.
我不知道各位认识一个老执事叫安娜执事。
I don't know if you know of an old deaconess, Deaconess Anna.
住在台北教会。
Who lives in the Taipei Church?
啊，我当传道的时候，她还在。
When I was a pastor there, she was still around.
没有记错的话，她应该是活到105岁。
If memory serves me correct, she lived until 105.
矮矮的。
She was a short woman.
大概到我最高到我的肩膀了。
She's probably up to my shoulders at the most.
他讲到、啊、拿一本这个罗马拼音的圣经呢、啊，这样拿着。
And when she would preach or give sermons, she would hold the Bible like this.
他从来不站讲台，都是在他下面。
And she would never stand on the pulpit; she would be standing down there.
一句一句读，非常有力量啊。
And she would read sentence by sentence using
声音小小的老人家了。
She was an old woman with a soft voice.
体力啊，并不好。
Her physical strength was not that great.
没有学习什么。
And she had not learned much.
可是她讲起道来啊，句句都有力量。
But every sentence she spoke in her sermons had strength,
那就是神给她的力量。
And that was the power from God.
所以哦，这三种力量里面呢，灵力可以求。
And so, out of these three powers, the third, the spiritual power, can be asked for.
圣经记载，主耶稣在传福音的时候
，The Bible says that when Jesus was preaching,
常常有能力从身上出去。
It often said that he had power leave depart from his body.
那个能力从身上出去，那个能力是什么
？And what was this power that departed from his body?
就是第三种力量。
It is this third type of power.
啊，现在请看路加福音第五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5.
十七节
，verse 17。
五章十七节
，chapter 5 verse 17。verse 17。Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
这里说神的能力与耶稣同在。
Here it says that the power of the Lord was with Jesus.
他就能够医治病人。
And so he was able to heal the sick.
这个能力就是属灵的力量。
This power is spiritual power.
好，我们再看第六章十九节。
Let's also look at chapter 6, verse 19. Verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all.
耶稣传福音的时候。
When Jesus preached.
有很多人在旁边呢，挤来挤去。
There are many people crowding around him.
就是想要摸他。
Who wanted to try to touch him?
为什么要摸他?
Why do they want to touch him?
因为有能力从他的身上出来。
Because power would go out from him.
就能够医治他们。
And it would be able to heal them.
这个能力就是第三种力量。
This power is this third type of power.
所以有时候我们看弟兄姐妹当中啊。
So sometimes when we look at the brothers and sisters.
有一些老人家。
We see some older ones.
或者是身体软弱的人。
Or those who are physically weak.
虽然是身体啊有病。
Even though they may have a sickness in their body,
体力差一点,
and their physical power is not that great,
可是他非常有能力,
but they have great power.
他可以帮助人祷告,
they can pray for others.
他可以安慰人,
they can comfort others.
他可以传福音给人,
they can preach to others.
而且句句都有能力,
and everything they say has power.
那就是第三种力量,
and that is the third power.
那这个第三种的力量是从祷告来的。
This third power comes from prayer.
所以我们要祷告求神给我们上头的能力。
So you must pray and ask God for power from above.
那这样子啊，我们就从内心呢，有那个属灵的力量发出来。
In this way, we will be able to exert power from within, the spiritual power.
那很多事情就借着这个能力都迎刃而解。
And many things will be solved through this power from within.
成功不简单。
Success is not easy.
你在事业上要成功。
In your career, to be successful.
你读书学业要成功。
To be successful in your schooling.
你的家庭生活要成功。
To be successful in your families.
为人处事要成功。
To be successful in all these different ways.
每一样都是要能力的。
In all these ways, you have to
have power. 而这个能力，这三种是跑不了。
And out of this power, these three types of power cannot be escaped.
体力。
Physical power.
智力。
Intellectual power.
灵力。
And spiritual power.
这三种力量是成功的必备条件。
These are the three requirements for success.
我们要多求。
We must ask for them.
多运用。
We must use them more.
这样来荣耀神。
To glorify God.
愿主祝福。
May God bless you all.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
250首。
250。
不够，要求主加添。
If you don't have enough power, we must ask God.
刚刚我说，生活要规律一点。
Before I said that, we must live regular lives.
抽出时间做一个适当的运动。
We should make some time, set aside some time to do exercise.
立志服侍主，爱主。
We must determine to serve God and love God.
神祝福我们有体力。
And God will bless us with power.
智力嘛，要把握机会去学习。
For intellectual power, we have to take hold of our opportunities to learn.
或者是透过学校，透过老师，或者是自修。
Through schools, through teachers, or by studying ourselves.
都是必须的。
These are all things we should do.
尤其这种知识爆发的时代。
Especially in a world with so much knowledge.
大家不能停在原处。
We cannot just be stuck where we are.
所谓的活到老，学到老。
We must live to an old age. We must learn to an old age.
它是一种力量。
Because this is a type of power and
strength. 而且是成功的力量。
It is also a type of power.
所以一定要多学习。
So we must learn more.
至于灵力嘛，要多祷告。
As for spiritual power, we must pray more.
这是大家老老少少都可以得到的。
This is something that all of us can receive, whether young or old.
只要我们多祷告。
As long as we pray more.
主耶稣的圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit will be with us.
就能够发出属灵的力量来。
And we'll be able to exert spiritual power.
这个力量啊，是无穷无尽的。
This power will solve everything.
而且可以补足前面两种力量的不足。
This power is unlimited, and it can make up for the lack of the first two powers.
这是我们需要啊。恳切祈求的。
We just must pray and ask God for it.
我们要求神帮助，让我们都有这三种力量。
Must ask God to help us so that we can have these three powers.
在任何事上都能够追求到成功的地步。
So that in all things we can be successful.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.